Catherine McAlpine is the CEO of Inclusion Australia, an organisation representing Australians with intellectual disability and their families. We spoke earlier.
I'm hoping that the Royal Commission will shine a light on the disproportionate restrictions experienced by people with disability, particularly people with intellectual disability during the pandemic. We saw things like service providers imposing more rigid rules than experienced by the rest of the population at any stage of any lockdown. We saw mainstream services taking a one-size-fits-all approach, which had some really detrimental effects. You know, these are things like a parent with an intellectual disability being separated from a five-month-old baby. We saw government be slow to react. It took quite some time, a number of weeks, for government to acknowledge that people with disability were at risk in the same way that older Australians were at risk of COVID.
Back in March, the Disability Royal Commission released what it called a statement of concern about the pandemic, and it labelled it an unprecedented public health, social and economic emergency. You've mentioned some issues there. 5 months on, the pandemic isn't going away. Are authorities coming around to this now? Do you think the situation's improving?
Yes and no. I think it took the Department of Health, you know, both federal, Commonwealth and states, to really get their heads around that they needed to have a specific plan for people with disability. And now they do. So now they have a plan, and there's an advisory committee and there's a structure in place to make sure that the particular requirements and the particular situations facing people with disability have a plan around them. But on the other hand, no, we're seeing in Victoria at the moment, what we're seeing is that governments are resisting taking a coordinated approach to a plan for people with intellectual disability who also live in congregate settings.
Now, the National Disability Insurance Scheme, it's obviously something that comes to mind when we look at the efforts being made to protect Australians with disabilities. Is the scheme working during this pandemic?
The scheme has done some good things. So the scheme, again, was a little bit slow to take action, but has done things like outreach for particularly vulnerable participants and to check they're okay. They have brought in some other things, access to low cost assistive technology and things like that. So they've been a bit slow, but they've made a number of changes. The problem is that people are still at home without support. And some of these problems, there's been some innovative solutions. The provision of telehealth and the provision of some services over video is good, but that presupposes that people have access to video, can use the technology and actually have data as well. So there's still a group of people who are just left completely isolated because those technologies don't work for them.
And I guess looking ahead, are you concerned the NDIS will come under more stress, both on human resources and financially, if this pandemic continues? Because obviously more clients will be needing more from it.
Yeah, I think the NDIS has the resources that it needs to be able to react. It's a matter of using those resources well. I think that governments need to acknowledge the disproportionate load and stress that the pandemic has put on people with disability. But I do think that if they improve the processes that need to be improved, we'll be okay.
In terms of gauging everything at the moment during COVID-19, is it a situation where it's actually hard to really know the full extent of how some Australians living with disabilities have been impacted by this? Because in closed residential settings, for example, there just isn't enough oversight. People don't have the access they once did.
Oh, that is just so true. That's the other hope that I have for this hearing, is that the commissioners, the government and the public will notice who's not speaking. You know, there's going to be a number of great people who are going to speak in the next 4 days. They're going to bear witness to the experience of people with disability, especially people with intellectual disability during the pandemic. But we're not going to be hearing from people with intellectual disability themselves. And the question is why? And the answer is because they don't feel safe. And they don't feel safe to tell their stories for two big reasons. One is the government has not yet enacted the similar legislation as they did during the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse, where they made sure that witnesses were protected forever. This is an uncontroversial piece of legislation and still not has not been passed. We understand the governments are busy at the moment with the pandemic, but I'm pretty sure that they can walk and chew gum at the same time, and that something like this needs to happen. And it's hard not to feel that governments don't think that people with disability deserve the same protections as the victims of sexual abuse. The other thing is that people with intellectual disability are in closed settings and they fear retribution. And the Royal Commission has not yet found a way to make sure that people feel safe, because how can you come out and talk about the experience of being kept away from your loved ones or kept in your room during the pandemic when the pandemic's still going and you're still being kept in the room by the same provider? What are we doing to make sure these stories are going to be told?
That's the CEO of Inclusion Australia, Catherine McAlpine.